This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Brahaney, sitting here with Nick Smith, holding down the fort. Brian will be back on Thursday and then the food drive on Friday. How you doing back there, Nick? Everything going well?
Hanging in there, bud. Thanks for asking.
Boy, I just can't get over Courtney, of course. There's a success story, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And tied right to him. And it's no coincidence that they're paired. Richland Community College, another success story. I would say on the rise, but already there, but rising to yet another level. I mean, that school continues to add programs and services and success stories and innovation and new buildings and you name it. They are really booming as well.
And that's a great point, Nick. And one of the unsung heroes in this is Courtney Carson, because we do a great job at Rich, and I'm on the board, and I think they do a great job. But one of the things you got to do is you got to connect with the students. And Courtney Carson connects with the students and gets these kids to complete what they're out there for. And that is just an art, the way he does that. He gets to know them. He finds out what their needs are, and he helps them, breaks down all the barriers and things like this. He's a new Larry Klugman for Richland Community College.
And Dale, you're talking the one behind the glass there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these kids love Nick over at St. Teresa. I mean, you've got to know, Nick, and I know that you don't like all this fanfare, but you got to know as a professional teacher that you could either make a real difference or you could just do a job. And you're the kind of guy that likes to make a difference.
Well, it's thank you for that. And you're right. I think it's important that, in my particular case, I've got some very limited kids that show up wanting to be in graphic design for their career. Right. But I try to tell them on day one and day two and as many days as I possibly can, that if you just pay attention, you got to sit here anyway, your captive audience, if you pay attention and you learn what I'm giving you, you'll be able to take that and apply it somewhere forward. And so I think that, Richland is basically the elite version of that, where everything that you take literally translates into the real world. So it's like we're all here for 45 minutes for this class. Let's get something out of it.
I couldn't agree more. And the different programs and the model programs that we've got going out at Richland, the one thing it does when you graduate from Richland Community College with whatever degree or whatever certificate you have, you are employable and you are going to get you can walk into a job day one and be helping that place that you're going into because you've had all this experience and all the connections with the people at Richland. And I think that's the biggest thing Richland adds to the community. A lot of kids go to college, but they're not prepared to get into the working world, and that's why I really love Richland Community College, because they prepare students to be active and be really important parts in our community.
Dale, there's one other part. Sorry, Kevin, to bust in there. You prepare them at Richland for the workforce for sure. That part's unquestioned, but now it has a significant link in the higher education as well. So if college really is your thing. If you want to go down the path of continuing education, it's an affordable method. It's quality instruction, and it could cut down the time that you're at the higher, more expensive institution. So I think that it really plays multiple roles in that way.
And you can still get that credential from one of those big, higher priced institutions, or not as high as price. But I mean, right here in our own town, Millikan University, you can go 2 years at Richland and get your generals out of the way and get good instruction and teaching. And then with the articulation agreements that you all have out there, Dale, you can move right into Millikan University.
Millikan University, University of Illinois Agriculture, we have an ACES program going on that you become a junior. If you start out at Richland and go through all the courses, you qualify because there's a couple seats available for students from Richland in the College of ACES, which is a premier agricultural program in the nation. So, I mean, there's a lot of connections out there, and you're absolutely correct. There is something for everybody at Richland, and that's a key point.
You just gave me an idea. I think I'm going to try to get somebody on from Millikan for tomorrow's show.
Good.
All right, well, let's take
a
break.
I'm from Milliken. Class of 2002. No, I'm just kidding. I don't work there.
Well, you'll be good. You can do the interview tomorrow when he comes here, or she. So as long as we're all talking, let's go to a weather break here with Nick Smith, and then we'll be back with Dale Coley right after that.
Hey, today we've got a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and a high of 74. And tonight, that chance of rain and the clouds continue with a low of 61. For Wednesday, more chances of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 74. And Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly a slight chance at that, but it'll be a high of 76 for Thursday. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:51. This look at your weather is brought to you by Shaner's Towing, fast, reliable 24-hour towing in Decatur. Call 217-875-2200.
When you need your car towed, when you need your car repaired, when you need new or used tires, Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shaner's at 3696 Green Switch Road in Decatur. Tell them Shaner sent ya!
What is health? It's living your best life every single day. And Memorial is here to help you on your health journey. Whether it's prevention, rehabilitation, or anything in between, Memorial connects you to the region's best care. And now, our name will reflect that. Introducing Memorial Health, the new name for all the places where you receive our care. From our 5 community hospitals to our dozens of care facilities, they're all united under one name and a new symbol. But Memorial Health is more than just a name change. We have also simplified the way you access our care, including a streamlined website, a straightforward approach to primary and urgent care, as well as a growing network of expertise and technology. Now, wherever you are, Memorial Health makes living your best life easier than ever. Welcome to the new symbol of health. See all the changes online at memorial.health.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Beautify your home with new doors and windows from Marvin. Get style along with functionality from Ultimate Clad Casement Windows that turn inside out for easy cleaning. Custom sizes are available for almost any door or window in your home, with many colors to choose from.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm here with my friend and colleague, he's a medical professional and a radio celebrity.
Favorite pharmacist, too, right?
Well, you're my favorite male pharmacist, let's put it that way.
And I don't blame you at all for it, because Erica is a lot smarter than me. Let me tell you,
she's my pharmacist. She's up at Coley's Corner Drug, right around the corner from me. Talk about corner drug. It is my corner drug store.
That's great.
Dale Coley, a good friend. Gosh, yeah, we go back so far. And but I did want just to kind of reminisce a little bit about our radio shows. Brian Byers had the idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was his idea or he got it from, because Wayne Kent was doing his show on Wednesday nights,
right.
Direct Line, before we were. And obviously, Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine have been doing sports. I don't know, what's it called? Nick, sports what?
Sports talk. Sport talk.
Yeah. Every Thursday night for a long time, as long as I can remember. I remember calling in. Talking about softball, the old softball, ADM softball teams with them. But Friday night, Tuesday night, Monday night, they were syndicated shows. And Brian decided he was going to fill them in with local people.
Right.
And he, I think he went around and picked them. I know he came to me and and also Gretchen talked to us about doing a Monday night show. Actually talked to us about, we got to pick of any one of the three nights. And I chose Monday night because I knew I was usually in town on Mondays. And I travel a lot around Central Illinois. So that's how we ended up with Monday night. How did you end up with Tuesday night?
Tuesday, they had a show with HSHS with Rocky White, had a Medical Minute on here for a long time. And Rocky decided that he wanted to do other things. And so a void was there, and they wanted to stay with the healthcare side of stuff. And we got approached in 2009 about doing this, and we came up with Pharmacy Facts with Friends is what we came up with the name. But my biggest trepidation was trying to fill an hour show, because I didn't know that I could had that much to say. And so I called my old pal Kevin Brahaney, and I called Kevin, and I said, I've been approached. What do you think? And he said, oh, yeah. He says, I think that's a great idea. And it's been one of the best things that we've ever done. My daughter, Lauren, who is my manager of the stores, actually has a degree in communication from St. Louis University.
I didn't know that.
And she fit right in with this thing here. And she's really the brains behind the whole program, let me tell you. She knows how to work the things, and she knows how to wrap things and how to, you know, put it in a nice little package and with a bow on top of it when we're talking to guests and things like this. But I kind of go out and pick out different guests, and she picks out different guests, and we put the show together. And it's really been a great deal from my perspective. It's been fun because I've got to know a lot more about the community. I thought I knew a lot.
But today, the service that you're providing, I don't even know that you know this, but as a listener, and particularly through crises, the guests like Dr. Fletcher, we had him as well. The people that you brought on through the COVID crisis was hugely, hugely valuable for this community.
And Dr. David Fletcher, who's going to actually be on our show tonight from SafeWorks Illinois, he and I worked together at Decatur Memorial Hospital years ago. And he is, in my opinion, the most renowned authority on COVID-19 vaccines in Central Illinois. And he definitely knows how to help businesses control and be safe in the workplace with his background and things like this. So we're going to have him on there tonight. And it's just fun because Dave brings a very explainable type of a message and is easy to talk to. He's also reached out many times to people that have contacted me about the COVID issues. And I've connected them, and he just always available from that perspective, and what a resource.
No, he is a valuable resource, and you're a valuable resource to this community in many ways, not just from the radio show. I've called on you several times regarding COVID and within my family and with me, and you were there, Johnny, on the spot. You are a pharmacist extraordinaire. Your family is. It's a great resource in this community. Coley's Corners Drug, Dale's South Lake Pharmacy. You're over at the Crossing as
Crossing,
well.
Crossing Community. Yep, we are. We're over there. We got this year we're going to be on the Red Kettle group with the Salvation Army. Reed and I are going to be the chairs for the Christmas thing this year. So it's really going to be an exciting time for us.
Give Miss Rita my best, please.
Will do.
She's a great lady.
I appreciate that.
And what a great, great family here in this community. We're full of them. So Pharmacy Facts with Friends tonight, Dr. Fletcher, and anybody else real quick?
We're just going to talk Fletcher the whole hour.
Oh, that's a perfect, you know, he's got a lot to say. And we always do like 15-minute segments on our show. And I always feel like we're cutting him short.
Yep.
So to have him for a full hour is really doing not only the community a service, but doing him a service as well.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.